out of bed, and out of ideas. Back to more Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
On Star 102.5.
So we were talking about just the snaggle of cars that make up the Steak and Shake drive-thru now in West Des Moines and how it's causing severe traffic problems, even a week and a half later, onto Mill Civic. And
by the way, did you say snaggle? Do you mean gaggle?
No, I meant snaggle. It's snags. It's a gaggle. Okay. No, I don't mean like a bunch of geese.
Okay.
I meant a snaggle. A snarfle? No, a snargle? I don't know. But a word like
anyway,
that.
Anyway, it's a lot of cars that's just
that
a
makes
mess.
You instantly say a swear word out because you see the line.
Right.
I still haven't been able to get Steak and Shake. I've tried four or five times. I've driven out there and I've looked at the line and went, nope. And then I see the way people are driving to get through to other businesses there, like the come and go or the car wash there, and go, that's just dangerous. I always take a left and go into the Hy-Vee parking lot. I turn around, get back on Mill Civic, head back on 35, and I head back towards Urbandale, and I say, better luck next time. I don't know if there'll ever be a next time. I might just give up.
Yeah.
I might just give up.
Well, you know, I it's the shiny new thing, and then
but
hopefully.
The funny, but we've all. I mean, for people in Iowa, Steak and Shake is not a shiny new thing. But here, having it here, I honestly think we made jokes about it earlier. I do think you could make it out to Coralville and back
faster waiting in that
than
line.
You could wait in that line. It would be close. At least one way.
One way.
It would probably
yeah.
take an hour and a half to get through the Steak and Shake line.
Okay.
And it'd probably take about over 40 minutes to get to Coralville. I know some people can do it in less than an hour. Yeah. Good for you.
but people are making some risky driving moves.
Risky driving
around
moves.
That traffic.
So we want to know 280-1025 some of the risky driving moves that you've seen, not maybe just in lines, but just anywhere. And we've got Bob in Urbandale. And Bob, you drive semi, so you've seen it all, probably.
I've seen quite a few things.
I bet. So what did you see that you just couldn't believe?
I was on Highway 30 up by Nevada, and a woman was driving about 70 miles an hour, breastfeeding her child.
Oh, no.
Now, Colleen, you would be a better judge of this than Bob or I. Is how tough is that to do while driving?
No, you got to pull over.
Okay.
I get that it happens that the baby needs to be fed in the middle of a car ride, but you have got to pull over.
Do you think you'd be able to, do you think you'd be able to pull it off, though, Colleen? Do you think you could do it?
No.
No? Okay, no. I was wondering.
No. No. Holding the baby, making sure they're latched, all the other things, and doing 70?
I was running 65, and she passed me, and I looked down at the car coming by me, and the baby was right there on her.
Yep.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Well, thanks, Bob. Appreciate the phone call.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Part of your morning fam jam, Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Turning up loud.
On Star 102.5.